Once upon a time, Annie was frozen by her anxiety. She could hardly move or see joy anywhere, until one day, she realized her own thoughts could thaw her from the inside. Annie began using her thoughts more and more each day until she warmed up. Then she discovered she was living in a beautiful, enchanted forest, which she can now fully experience. This is Annie's Manifesting Success Story.
Hello, and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and I am back with Annie for another in her Years of Growth series. Welcome, Annie.
Thank you.
I am super excited to catch up today. I want to talk about all this good stuff. And I love, I was thinking about this morning, how vacation has become like a through line in your interviews. You know, a couple of interviews ago, we had talked about like, oh, like going on vacation, I don't have to do anything. And now we're going to talk about this really luxurious vacation. So I'm excited to do that and talk about the evolution, because I definitely think how we show up and how we let ourselves vacation is a huge part of growth. And yeah, and first, we're recording this September 21st, 2021. you joined the Enchanted Circle on September 27th, 2018. So before we kind of jump into this luscious vacation and growth that happened there, I just want to like kind of go back in time. I'm going to put you on the spot. If you had to put like a, I don't know, what happened in all 3 years or sort of like the, what kind of growth happened? Can we look back and say like year one, what was that like? Year two, what was that like? And then year three, like, and you could name it like, oh, the year of joy. I don't think that's yours, but maybe it is.
Well, and I think I started listening to your podcasts in May or June, and then I joined the Enchanted Circle in September, and a tremendous amount of growth happened between those two, June and September. So I think year one would be like creating like thawing out.
Yeah.
Like I was like frozen in fear, and I, got rooted into trust and, impossibilities. It's not a succinct title, but for that would be, year one, I think.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And that totally makes sense. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of, and then year two would be, I think maybe year one, recognizing, if I had to pick one word, in year two, creating a new or, so year two was really working, like really dedicating. I would say year one and two, I really dedicated myself to your program and like was faithful every day, practically. Do you know what I am? Really, yes. To the process. And yes. So, and year two is like, I don't know. Part of it's like a little bit of, there was some decay, like a decaying of the old.
Yeah.
And now year three has been fruitful.
I love that.
And just fun and bliss and, and yeah, it's an interesting process to think of it in that, like something about year two is also expanding my vision and expanding what's possible. And I'm not giving you succinct answers.
No, these are perfect though. I don't, you know, I just say that because sometimes that helps our brain, like, oh, you don't have to give like the whole, you know, doesn't have to be like a thesis, but like the words. No, I think that's perfect, right? Like year one, I loved the thawing, and it is like that recognizing what's happening. And and year two is, okay, this is like kind of opening up like what might be possible. Mm-hmm. You know, like almost like, I don't know if this resonates, like you could see it, like maybe it wasn't in, but like, oh, that could happen. Oh, that could happen. Oh, this is happening.
Well, and noticing my part in it and noticing, noticing the power that I have where I did not recognize before.
Yes.
And I like, I was always like, oh, before I started in channel, like, am I on the right path? Am I? I was like on this quest, and it was a lovely quest, but part of it was like, I don't know, a little bit lovely, lot of bit stuck.
Yes.
And now it's like, now the stuck part has gone away, and now it's almost immediate. If I say, I want this,
voila,
right there.
Yes.
And it's exciting. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It was even, I was in the hotel, had these infinity pools, and I couldn't find my hair tie, and I was like, really, bobby pin would do. And I looked down and I was like, I want a bobby pin. And you know, I was in Mexico and they're not Walgreens, you know, like as far as running and buying stuff. I was like, I need it now, I want it now. But it wasn't even that much. It was like, I want a bobby pin. And I looked down like around a little planter, and there's a bobby pin. And I just laughed that it's just like
yes,
that. And yeah, so that's just a little tiny example.
I love it though. I think that's such a good example. I love asking these questions because I think it follows a pattern for everyone. I mean, there's even a Manifest It Now episode on it where Jenny and I kind of go through the 5 years, and what you're saying very much tracks to that. Like when you dive in and you do that work, like faithfully for that, I like saying faithfully, but I think you're still doing it faithfully. It just looks different. It doesn't look like, you know, doing assignment after assignment. There's space in between, and that's okay. And now you recognize like that's okay. It's like the fruit of that faithfulness, you know?
Yeah. It's different too, because at one point in time, I was kind of giving myself a bit of a guilt trip for like not calling in so much or not, but sometimes when I call in, it doesn't feel it doesn't feel like that's where I want to be. Really, not saying anything negative about the call, but if my vibration is different, and so I'm like,
yeah,
not beating myself up over the head with it about or making a story about it. It's just like, it's not. Well, my schedule's super full right now, and it's not driving that's where I am, and I'm doing this instead. I know I'm doing just what I need to do. That's a nice feeling.
That is a nice feeling. And that not making it, I have this conversation in a lot of different ways with people, not making the, because I think there's this should. When it comes to money, it's like, oh, I paid for these calls. I gotta get on every one, or I'm not gonna get this value. But no, the value you're already getting. You get the value every moment of every day. Like, and then the value is there if you need to show up. And sometimes there's those moments where it's like feels amazing to show up and share. It feels amazing, like I need something, and you show up and you either have a question or someone else has that question. You're like, oh yeah. And that's just as valuable, but that's also a result of growing your money mindset, is being able to see, you know, and I think it parallels sometimes like this, you know, like dollars for hours, like being willing to expand that as well. The parallel I'm trying to make is not quite coming, but it's about, you know, opening up and being able to, see that like I'm getting value, or I've already gotten the value. It's not about how much time. I don't get the value from the time I put in.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a part of my narrative inside my head now, and it's happening all the time. And like on Monday, my schedule worked out perfectly for me to come to like 20 minutes of the call. And then my schedule worked out perfectly for me to be somewhere else during that time. And it was, in the past, I would have like made this story of like, oh, I should be scheduling this. But it was just fine. It was perfect. It was, mm-hmm. I know that I can drop in when I can. And my schedule work-wise is super thriving right now. And it's fun to be in all of these sessions. And that's what feels really good to me. And I feel like that is big movement too, that I don't have this guilt script anymore in my head.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I love that you're doing that, because it's always been my intention. It hasn't been fully inspired to like, oh, okay, once you get past like year two or three, feel free to show up like at 30 minutes in, right? Feel free to show up that last 20 minutes of a call and just check in and get what you need and maybe ask a higher level question. And so I love that that's already happening.
Yeah. And it's fun. It's fun to see all the different where everybody is. And so, at some point in time, I'm going to create the time for me to consistently be there. I know, but because I'm having a bit of a wanting of knowing people in the circle more than I feel like I do right now. But it's not a negative. Does that make sense? It doesn't feel negative. It's like, oh, I think I might. And I bet it'll open up as soon as it's kind of a new desire. So.
Oh, and I love that, because we just talked about how it's not guilt anymore. And now it's I want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. And work is just exciting right now. It's very exciting, and it's very waiting list on all of my every office that I have and it's very full and yes.
Yay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing. So tell us the best thing about, unless you have your total ready. And if you don't, that's also cool. I don't want to,
it's so big. I don't know what it is.
I love it. And so tell us what's the best thing about money right now.
How positive it feels when I think about it, this the positivity that I feel when I think about, and is it okay if I say what it used to be?
Yeah, go for it. Yes. Okay. Cause this is like learning and it's over. So it's fine.
Okay. I was terrified to look at my account information, and I just love the warmth I feel about money and about my income and my investments. And on the call the other day, it was funny when someone said, I'm 100% debt free. And I felt like, and then you came back and said, because then people were saying that, but it's so different than my investments. Like, and that's not bad. Like, yes. I have what some people would call, I have an investment of a student loan that I get money. I mean, I get so much from my student loan. I used to feel very negative about it, that I changed my major so many times and I had all this student loan, but all of it has made me who I am today. And every client that I have benefits from my investment of my education and my student loan. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so it's now, no, it's this, it's my investment, and it gives me fruit every day. It's like the return from my investment every day is humongous.
Yes. Oh, which is such a shift from however you used to view it, right? As like a negative thing. Oh, judging it. Like, no, yeah. Every single day you're getting a return. Every single day. Yeah. I feel like you're even getting a better return than like last week or the day before.
It's just grows so much. And that was a big thing that I got out of the Enchanted Circle is going when you, in the beginning, when you forgive yourself, like you figure out what I had a lot of forgiveness work to do around that. And now I feel grateful that I changed my major. It's so funny because I felt so much guilt for changing my major a bunch. Now I'm like, I am very well-rounded.
Yes.
And I followed my bliss.
Yes.
And it's just so different than that old story that I had. And that feels really good.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it. All right. I think we're going to put the vacation. I actually want to talk full episode next time. So tell us more, like what's something else? Is there anything else awesome about money that you can tell us?
Without mentioning the vacation or can I?
Oh, you can talk about, talk about the vacation.
Okay. So in that whole process of, my investments, like all my credit cards were totally free. Uh-huh. And I went on this vacation with and I had paid for everything. I'd already paid for the plane tickets, the hotels months ago. It's very different than how I used to operate.
Yes.
And all just wonderful deals on all the hotels. And then I didn't max out my cards on vacation. I've already paid for it all. And everything was like, it was just the whole idea of, do I want to invest in this? I do want to invest in this. And it's just such a different way of going about that. Do I want to put this on a card? Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. And then getting back from vacation and feeling like, oh God, now I have to work my way out of vacation. But that wasn't it. And I would feel these old thoughts pop in about money and about twice. And then I was like, well, that feels uncomfortable. And then I thought my future self, does she believe this? Mm-mm, absolutely not. Okay, cool. I'm going to hop over here. And it's like, I have agency of where to put my focus. And I know that like my decision of where to put my focus is going to totally control my next reality or feeling.
Yes. Okay. So I 100% know what that means. But like, if somebody is listening, they're like, I don't know what that means. I don't know how that works or like, what does that mean? Will you like explain it a little more? However you can, it doesn't have to be like this perfect, but I have agency over where I put my focus and that's what happens tomorrow. Cause that's what it is.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the example cause it was very clear and it was, I can't remember what it was. I was walking up to the beach and I was starting to like more worry about how I was spending my day or like, oh, was I going to regret? The first hotel we were at was lovely and it was named Serenity and it was amazing. And our hotel room was named Harmony and it was just lovely. And I felt this, because we had four more days in another hotel on a different island. And I felt this, sadness that I was leaving Serenity and Harmony. And then, did I mess up in this trip? Did I mess up this planning? Did I pick the wrong hotel? And I was like, pause. Halt a second. Not in a mean way, not a negative way or worrying way. It's like, it's like I put on something that doesn't fit anymore.
Right.
And then I'm like, and I thought, what is my, does my future self do this? Like worry about, I could just feel what I was doing. And so then I was like, oh no, this is getting better and better. The next hotel is going to be amazing. I can't wait to see. Let's get curious about this. How is this going to turn out? Because we just had an amazing beach area, and I can come back here.
Yes.
I know this exists. So way. But it was just fast. It was because I could have started going, oh, this is, mm-hmm. and I, but I don't know if I'm
You are. And it would have tainted that next place because you couldn't have actually been in that place because you would have been in that, oh, did I plan it wrong? Oh, that you would have always been, you wouldn't have been open to what was amazing about that place because it would have been, it's not this place or I made a mistake. So you would have to find and also create all yeah. these reasons to confirm yeah. you made a mistake.
Yeah. And I did, I spent enough energy into it that, so the first night we were there, we had this dining, it was a dining tent and it was glamping and it was the most amazing meal of my life. And, and then the third night, so the next night we went out, the third night we ate again and it was, everything was the exact same, but I had been worrying about it being my last night and and it was the worst meal of my life. Literally, I gave it to the cat. Like it was the same everything. Mm-hmm. It was the same ingredients, the same paradise. And I totally created that. I knew I had done it immediately. And but I had caught it, but I had given it enough airtime mm-hmm. to create that. Do you know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
I and do. Then I was like I laughed about it because I knew that I had I knew. And I know, like, it might sound funny to someone that doesn't quite understand the power we have with our mm-hmm. thoughts. Like, oh, how could you create? But I knew I it was quite evident. And I'm glad it was cut because the rest of the time was amazing.
I love that. And I love because this is such an example of when you get to that place where you are, I created that. I'm powerful versus a judgment. Like, because there wasn't a judgment. It was just like, oh, I did that. Like, I know it. And now I'm going to do it better. Right.
It was really funny too, because it wasn't like, oh yeah, I didn't beat myself up for doing it. I just like, wow. Wow. And that cat had the best meal of its life.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
It was kind of funny. It was really funny. It was just such an immediate learning.
I love it. Amazing. All right. We are going to pause this episode and we will be back next week with more Vacation Annie and all about these luxury vacations, includes a white robe. Make sure to come back next week and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us today. If you are inspired and you're ready to start writing a new money story, a new life story to really pick the pin up and design your happy ever after, go to enchantedlifeyou.com. That's enchantedlifeyou.com to get started. For any links that we talked about in the show, you can find the show notes at manifestingsuccessstories.com.